your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Okay, what is it? Coming up, talk number 1-300-872-911. This is Sabine on the line, Sabine Schroeder. I think it was probably a few weeks ago now. I do remember this call, this name. Sabine, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, last time you were on, we were talking about the markets at the Lagoon.
At the Esplanade, yes, yeah. And also at cruise liner markets. We've been trying to get them back and trying to convince council and the mayor that this is a real need in the community. Mm. That's what we were talking about. But now we've got an update. We've got a really cool development.
Well,
unfortunately, nothing in regards to the Esplanade or the cruise liner markets as yet. So council seems to be still deliberating, because right now they're in caretaker mode, and I heavily doubt that anything will happen until after the election. Mm. So we haven't got good news there, but in the meantime, something has transpired. We have been contacted by the DFO here in Cairns that have heard your broadcast and read the Cairns Post article, and they went on and provided us with a venue. They really said they wanted to help, the storeholders, but also the whole community by providing a new place to have a Cairns community market for now. And we went on and worked like maniacs to make it happen. So the result of all of this is that this coming Saturday on the 10th of February, we will have our very first Cairns Makers Market at the DFO.
Wow. Direct Factory Outlet Westcourt.
Yes, exactly. Mm. So it'll be from 9 to 5. At this point, we're doing it indoors, which is great because the weather doesn't affect us and nobody has to sweat too much. Okay, you know, that's all very good. We will be around 40 different artists, makers, bakers. And what is unique is that we will showcase exclusively truly handmade items made here in Far North Queensland.
Okay. Now, if you were going in, what would it be? The Brown Street entrance, for example, where would you be from there?
So you would go, don't have a map in front of me, but if you might all know where TK Maxx is, that entry and that end of the DFO where TK Maxx is, this is where we are.
Okay.
There's a very, very large shop and we will all be there.
Don't go away. How many people have signed up to be there?
So that was amazing. We started with just a handful, and within the space of 2 weeks, we now have interest from over 134 storeholders as of this morning.
Joking? That's huge.
Yes, and if you consider that now the road is open back to Port Douglas, so people can get there and do get there and do participate in the markets there and all the other community markets that are currently running.
You thought there'd be a handful, now there's 134.
And it's growing every day.
Oh,
we are being absolutely inundated. And I think what that shows is that there is a real need from the local, you know, makers to have a regular opportunity to sell their and offer their wares at a market.
This is wonderful.
So we're hoping. Yeah, no, this is, we're thrilled. We're thrilled to pieces. We're really thankful for DFO's support in providing that venue, and they've worked with us intensely. We've turned this around in the space of 2 weeks, including generating or creating an online booking system, which is major. So this is all going to kick off on Saturday. John, you should come and visit us and all of Cairns, indeed.
Yeah,
please come.
Love markets. Don't go away. Well, I love markets because it's a social event as well. Don't go away. The cruise liner version, I'm not across that one. Paint a picture of the cruise liner markets.
So the cruise liner markets originally were hosted whenever a cruise ship came into town by the Cairns Port Authority, sometimes outside and then eventually inside at the new cruise liner terminal. Mm. And then for some reason that stopped, and then obviously COVID threw a spanner in the works. And whilst the Esplanade markets were still running, Cairns Council decided to hold additional markets whenever there was a cruise ship coming into town. And this year, there's going to be 96 vessels that have that will dock. Yeah. They will bring in over 145,000 people, according to the stats on Ports North. And we can't get in touch with Ports North, so we're really stuck there. We're stuck with council, who doesn't want to make a decision about the Esplanade markets or about the Cairns Cruise Liner market.
Just come back to, once again, can't contact the Port Authority, you can't contact the council. What's the issue there?
That's the big question. We do not know. Like, with council, we are for sure contacting them, but I think council is now in caretaker mode. They're all looking at the election, and I heavily doubt that anything will happen until after the election. Mm-hmm. Why the Port Authority is not reacting, I do not know. Mm-hmm. We will stay on it. And in due course, we are really positive that we will get one or both back. So we won't give up, because there's clearly, clearly a need. When you think about it, you just said you love markets. But that's just the storeholders. But it's bigger than just us storeholders. It's way bigger than that. We are being contacted directly by many people in the community telling us they're really missing their cruisy Saturday mornings at a market.
Exactly. So looks like it's a very good sign for the lagoon market reopening, in your view.
One would hope so, because in the end, local markets, they are the fabric of, you know, the community, or they contribute to it.
Yeah.
This is a place to connect, to communicate, to, buy things if you want to, but to just be part of your community.
Yeah, exactly.
We definitely want that back.
This has been really worthwhile. Stay in touch. This is, in fact, what's this coming Saturday, isn't it? You might give me a call again Friday. Remind me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I will.
All right, Sabine.
This Saturday, 10th of February. Starts at 9 o'clock, goes until 5, come in through the TK Maxx entry at DFO, and come in and have a look, have a chat.
Wonderful. Really worthwhile call. Thanks, Sabine. Sabine Schroeder on the line.